When the court considered a similar petition 3 years ago, it declined to write any new rules for judges to follow when trying such cases and instead turned the matter over to the State Bar Association's Access to Justice Commission to study. John Ebbett, director of Legal Action Wisconsin, who filed the first petition, says he's filing another one now because the commission declined to fund a pilot project and the problems faced by poor defendants in child custody and eviction cases haven't been solved.
So wherever there's a vital interest like that, you need a roof over your head, you need a place to stay. Those are the kinds of cases. It's up to the judges to decide, well, where is it most critical? Every case should have fundamental fairness, but where is a lawyer most critical?
Ebbett says the requirement to assure everyone gets a fair trial is included in both the state and federal constitutions, but judges aren't interpreting that to mean that a lawyer is required unless a defendant is charged with a criminal offense.
There's a clear duty imposed on trial court judges in every case to analyze whether fundamental fairness requires the appointment of counsel. And they're not making that analysis, they're not appointing counsel, they're ignoring that duty on almost a systematic basis.
The current petition to the court calls on the justices to require judges to make that analysis in each case and ask the court to fund a pilot project in one or two counties that will cover the cost of appointing attorneys in civil cases where basic human needs are at stake. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.